The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Mr. Outdoors is here, Greg Roberts. He's also been known as Mr. Fire, Mr. Heat. I guess we'll have some heat this weekend. Oh, it's been hot for the last couple of weeks. There's just no way of getting around that, but it's been warm. It's been a warm time, though. But we'll have the hot outdoors report, and that is sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. Hey, Greg, welcome back from RogueWeather.com. How are things shaping up for the weekend?
Well, so far, not too bad. We've gotten a break. There is a lot of smoke out there. I pulled up the satellite image, and it's pretty stunning from the Cascades East. There's just now, you know, with all the fires that got started with the lightning, including the trail fire up there near Diamond Lake, there is a lot of smoke. And fortunately, it's not having any impact down here, at least not at this time. And The big reason is those fires are all, you know, positioned in such a way that, you know, the smoke would only get here into the Medford Grants Pass area if we had a north to northeasterly wind, and we don't have that setting up at all. So if we can avoid the Shelley fire really coming back to life and starting to produce a lot of smoke, we're not going to see a whole lot of smoke impact here because, well, our prevailing winds are going to be out of the northwest.
Okay, so we're going to be screwing with the Midwest and the East Coast again, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
And luckily for us, those lightning fires that did get going out there in western northwestern Josephine County, looks like ODF has gotten them all corralled, and a couple of them in the locations they were in. I was really apprehensive about that, but they went all in. Mm-hmm. They took resources away from the Salt Creek fire, moved them over there, put a real heavy assault on it, and full credit to ODF, Southwest Oregon. They managed to get all of those fires that could have been issues for air quality, got them under control. So we dodged that. We do, unfortunately, have widespread potential for thunderstorms tomorrow from the coast all the way to areas east of the Cascades. It's widespread potential. We're just going to have to see exactly where the storm set up and then how many we will have. But again, we're definitely going to go through another round of lightning, again, covering a wider area tomorrow, less of a wider area on Sunday. So there is going to be some lightning potential through the weekend. And that potential for Sunday, oddly, it kind of aligns more for Coos and Douglas counties and then areas east of the Cascades. But so far, so good for us, you know, in terms of air quality here in Medford and Grants Pass. And across Jackson and Josephine counties this morning, air quality is good. Really good, in fact.
Has the haziness helped cool us a little bit, if nothing else, a degree or two, possibly?
It hasn't reached that level. We did have, I'm trying to remember exactly what day that was, we did have a lot of aerial smoke that was aloft, move up over us from the Shelley fire, that it did, I think, definitely help keep our temperatures down just a bit, a degree or two maybe, from where they were projected to be. But no, it hasn't yet had enough thick smoke in the upper atmosphere to really impact air temps.
Because it's amazing what the smoke would do sometimes with kind of like putting a sun blanket over us. And
yeah, absolutely, because we've had years with really heavy smoke where we've had temperatures held down by as much as 5 degrees because of how thick the smoke layer was over us.
Which, of course, is what Bill Gates is trying to do with his funding of the aerosol spraying. But
that won't have any disastrous unintended consequences.
Yeah, when you're trying to grow food, little pesky things like that. All right, we'll set that aside at the moment. Hey, Shelley Fire, though, have we had any big structures or any city destruction or town destruction at this point? Because, like I said, the evacuations in that area, that was just a huge fire still. And how are we looking at this point in the game?
They do report structural loss, but nothing that I would say yet, you know, a community got destroyed.
Good.
It is all more outlying structures. The other thing that definitely was a saving grace, they did get hit by thunderstorms that managed to produce some rainfall.
Good.
And when I say some, you know, we're talking a tenth to two-tenths of an inch. But on a fire, that's really significant because it's a widespread thing. It's like a giant helicopter drop from the sky. Since that happened, the fire behavior on the Shelley fire has been markedly lower. They're reporting it as moderate fire activity and have been. And the other thing is the fire where it has been most active right now has been on the northwest corner of the fire and less so where it's posing a more direct threat to places like Greenview, Aetna, that type of thing. The evacuations are still holding for those areas because, again, they have a lot of unsecured fire line of significant enough depth. But I did notice this morning they're now reporting 18% containment. And over the last 72 hours, that's quite a big bump up. And, again, when you look at the total fire area, how much fire line they're looking to get secured, 18% is actually, that's showing a lot of progress. It really, truly is.
Okay, great news. We'll take that great news as it goes. So why don't we talk about where to go to have a little bit of fun this weekend, if that's still possible. And I'm seeing some places that are talking 105 on Saturday. Are we going to get that hot, or really?
Yeah, actually, you know, the guidance and, you know, you'll see reference if you follow the information Medford National Weather Service puts out. You'll see this term guidance a lot. Well, what that simply means is you're taking all of what the data is producing out of the various forecast models, and then when you put that together, you start getting things like temperature frames. And temperature frames give you an idea of what's reasonably expected for your high and your low temperatures. And so right now, we're getting these guidance numbers on temperatures showing that it will be somewhere between 103 and 108, mm-hmm. and 105 is basically centering on what guidance is suggesting because it falls within the 80th percentile of what is most likely to happen, meaning 80% chance.
Okay.
And that's typically where you see the bulk of forecast come from. What's in that 80th percentile to be most likely to happen? So the 105 forecast, I think that has some validity to it. I'm not going to be a bit surprised if it winds up being, you know, like a 106, maybe a 107 situation. But again, for the time of the year, we're not anywhere close to record heat. So, for example, tomorrow, the 20th, it is one of those dates now that you will have the record be the all-time high temperature recorded in Medford of 115. There's two dates that have that now, July 20th and June 28th.
Okay. 115, there's no covering that up. That's pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Again. Hey,
all right. So if you were going to go out and have some fun, is fishing still something, or does the heat like this take the bite off if you're going to go up to the mountain lakes and other places?
Well, and there's the issue, though, with the smoke going on, especially with the fire impact. I mean, a major fire within, you know, an air mile of it. Diamond Lake, no, not the place to go this weekend because you have the trail fire right there. There's a lot of firefighting activity. They closed the Diamond Lake campground to use it as a fire base camp. This is a time where staying at home in Jackson and Josephine counties is going to be what you want to do.
Okay.
Because there's going to be less smoke impact. Going out to the coast, yeah, always, you know, when we're getting heat, when we're getting fires and the smoke, going out to the coast is an area that you just typically are not going to have to deal with either thing. That will definitely be the case this weekend. Ocean conditions are going to be good. We're not expecting, you know, really super choppy seas. You'll get that in the afternoon. The winds will come up. And, yeah, for small boats,
a little bit of a challenge.
For small boats, yeah. It's going to be, you know, a bit rough in the afternoon. But mornings will be fine. And the salmon bites on over at Brookings. Of course, bottom fishing is always good. Crabbing is definitely, it's worth getting the pots out and picking up, you know, fresh crab to have. So, no, we're fortunate right now, you know, here in Jackson and Josephine counties. But we'll see what winds up happening tomorrow after the thunderstorm threat develops.
All right. Yeah. So, Greg, tell me about this salmon poisoning that I'm hearing about with dogs. What is that all about? I don't have a dog, haven't had a dog in a long, long time. But it must be an important deal.
Yeah, domesticated dogs, they lack a digestive enzyme that allows them to process salmon. And, you know, unfortunately for domestic dogs, typically the salmon they can get to are the ones that are already dead and decaying, which makes the situation even worse. Now, wolves have that enzyme within them that allows them to eat salmon with no problem.
Okay.
And in fact, up in Alaska, when you start getting into the interior, the people in the interior, they breed their dogs with wolves on purpose for two reasons. Number one, they want a bigger, stronger, more powerful animal to help pull sleds in the winter. And number two, it's cheaper to feed them because they do feed them salmon and they don't suffer any adverse effects. So,
makes sense.
A wolf hybrid can eat salmon all day long with no issue. You're dachshund, it could kill them.
Okay. Well, good to know. Good to know, because I was reading that there have been numerous cases of dog salmon poisoning going on. That was making some of the wires.
Yeah, but that's not anything new. I think people just need to be aware, and I don't know how many dog owners who take their dogs out by the rivers are truly aware that, you know, salmon can be real lethal to your average domestic dog.
All right, let's grab a couple calls from Mr. Outdoors here, too, before he takes off and gets back to his day job. We go to line two. Hi there, who's this? You want to talk with Greg?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I've got a question for Greg there.
Uh-huh.
If he's seen the study that was released by OSU that wildfire smoke is good for forest seedlings that are coming up.
It's not so much the smoke. It is. I kind of still have, you know, a little bit different of opinion, but, I mean, it is OSU, and, you know, when it comes to their forestry department, they're good. They're really good, but I'm still kind of scratching my head over this one because it has long been known what the benefits of fire on the landscape itself is. What is less known is what the impact of the smoke is, and this is the first real study I have seen from that. Historically speaking, your first real studies, that's not exactly the one you want to hang your hat on, because that's the one that basically establishes a benchmark and then further studies go forward from there. I was very surprised at some of the conclusions they were reaching. I will definitely tell you that.
All right. Appreciate the call. Let me go to another one here. You want to talk with Mr. Outdoors? Good morning.
Good morning. From Grants Pass here, Larry. I just wanted to...
Hi, Larry.
Call and touch base on the fish.
The fish?
Poisoning.
Okay, go ahead.
Take a look, Greg. Don't want to dispute by any means the enzyme that you're talking about, but the Pacific Northwest salmon are of biggest concerns for dogs getting into.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a broad spectrum statement.
Again, we're in the Pacific Northwest, though, so
you have to
look at it that way. Is that true everywhere with different types? No, I don't think so, because we just haven't seen the amount of information and data to, you know, let's just say in Maine, for example, are Atlantic salmon likely to produce the same result as what happens clearly here in the Pacific Northwest and up in Alaska? No, and I don't know, honestly, if we've got an element here that is as widespread as it is here in the Pacific Northwest. This may be very much a Pacific Northwest situation, and to the same degree over in Eastern Russia, because Eastern Russia, they do the exact same thing that the native peoples of Alaska do. They feed their dogs salmon.
Yeah, but my dogs,
again,
fish.
Most
I'm
of
a,
their quote,
I'm
a, dogs are descended out of wolves.
Okay, very good. What were you going to say, Lair? And then we'll wrap. Appreciate the call.
I'm a raw feeder. I'll say a self-educated 15-year journey raw feeder. Mm-hmm. I have nothing but raw fed dogs and fish. Yes. Pacific Northwest, more concern, as I stated.
All right. Very good. By the way, do you do raw fish or raw feeding for yourself? Just curious. Or is that for your dogs only?
Oh, it depends on the state of mind I'm in.
Okay. All right. Hey, Larry, appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. All right, Greg. Well, still, for overall, don't feed the Pacific Northwest salmon to your dachshund or your little shih tzu. That would be great. But not a good thing to do. Okay. And
If we broaden that out, is what I'm saying about that going to be true? Maybe not, but we're dealing with our immediate local area where it most definitely is a factor, and you were talking about it. It's clearly getting some media exposure again, and like I said, I really don't know how many dog owners are truly aware of that, but anything that gets the awareness out there is a great thing. Would a dog die necessarily every time it ate on some salmon?
Yeah, maybe
that
not.
I'm not sure. I think it varies case to case, but it definitely can be lethal because we know this. There's documentation of dogs dying after eating salmon.
Well, the one thing I will assure you, though, is that my cats love salmon. They love salmon.
Yeah.
They love salmon and sweet potatoes, those kind of...
Yep, and cats are, well, they're cats.
They're cats.
They're an entirely different thing, and I have actually fed my own cats. I've fed them bits and pieces of trout that I've caught. So I know cats handle that extremely well, and, of course, everybody knows the stereotype of the cat, you know, waiting for the fisherman to throw at a fish.
That's right.
There's truth to that.
All right. Greg, have a great weekend, and stay cool as much as possible. We'll catch you next Friday, all right? Unless something really explodes in the fire world and we talk Monday, okay?
Exactly. And, of course, tonight, well, I'm going to be real cool because we have a special event happening at White City Cinemas because Twisters hits movie theaters today.
Oh, that's you, isn't it? That's you, right? Huh? Twisters. That's you.
Oh, yeah. And do definitely have a special screening of that set up through Rogue Weather. I'm one of the few storm chasers out there who set up a screening for this for the public. But yet so far, what I have seen, there's people like Reed Timmer and some of these other leading storm chaser types. They've already had private viewings of this movie. Mm-hmm. And the reviews from the people that would matter, a field guy like Reed Timmer, you know, PhD in meteorology, some of these other serious professional storm chasers that I know and follow, everybody's given this movie really good reviews. They truly are.
So. All right. Well, that's great to know, but I still say that you storm chasers are like a third sex, okay? I'm just kind of like...
Well, we're definitely a different mentality, that's for sure.
All right, Greg. Enjoy that premiere, all right? We'll talk next week. Take care.
You got it, Bill.
Greg Roberts at Rogue Weather. This is KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art SnapLock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
7:36, I appreciate you waking up this morning. We're going to have a Diner 62 quiz a little bit later. I was supposed to do it yesterday, just ran out of time. Not right now, but we might do it in this next 20, 24 minutes. We'll just see about that. Invited Bob Hart back on. We might have to schedule him around. Bob Hart, we were talking about the fire map. Well, they got the fire map out now, the draft fire map, and he's really teed off about it. And we'll get him on sometime before we get off. Because, you know, if someone's teed off, I got to talk with him about this, because this is a big deal. This is the Jeff Golden Senate Bill 762. Let's depopulate the rural lands in Southwest Oregon in order to save the planet under the guise of you better have built your property for wildfire resilience, meaning that as they burn the federal lands around you, you better make sure that it can burn through you and you can live. I guess. I know I'm kind of target with a broad brush, but there we go. Interesting to read that comedian Bob Newhart passed away yesterday. 94 years old. Gosh, he was funny. Real dry sense of humor. Long, comedy career there. Of course, the Bob Newhart Show, and everybody remembers the big surprise at the end of that one, right? But what I found so interesting is that was his stand-up. And I was just a kid when he first started going, getting up there in the mid to early 60s. And I didn't really know all that much about him. And it was kind of like, Newhart was always someone that my parents or my grandparents knew, right? And then I knew him in the two iterations of the Bob Newhart Show. Well, there was a few years ago that I finally had a chance to see him live doing stand-up, and it was at Seven Feathers. Yeah, it was at Seven Feathers. Seven Feathers Casino. And KMED was sponsoring that show and helping promote that show a number of years ago. We were giving away tickets to it. And Lyndon said, well, let's go. Let's go stay overnight and see what's going on. So we rented the room. We went up there. And I wasn't sure what I was going to see, because I knew what it was like watching him on television. And I'm thinking, boy, he's an old guy then. He was probably 84 at that point. It might have been 8, 9, 10 years ago. I forget when he was actually there. And I didn't have high expectations. I really didn't. Because, someone that's getting up in their age, in their career, you just don't know how that's going to go. I'm thinking, yeah, we've been promoting this, but... And so... Linda and I, we go to Seven Feathers, we get in our room, we go down, and we check that out. That was the best night of comedy I've had in my life. It was just absolutely insanely good. I was, you want to talk about under-promised and over-delivering? Well, that was kind of Bob Newhart. That really was Bob Newhart. That was everything about him. And he's so dry, so witty, he just slid it under the door. And I had such respect for that man after that. And like I said, I'd watched him on television, but I'd never really experienced the stand-up. But that was, and I'll bet you, knowing Bob, he probably kept going on the road as long as he could until the very end. I don't know how he passed away, but at 94, something will probably end up getting you. But God bless it. Gosh, he was funny. We just laughed, and both Linda and I felt the same way. We had no idea we were going to have that much fun seeing an 80-something-year-old comic at that point. But he was just outstanding. Outstanding. R.I.P., Mr. Newhart. This is the Bill Meyer Show. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Lightning storms sparked numerous new wildfires this week. Most of the fires are under 600 acres. A few are larger. Jackson County was left mostly unscathed. In Josephine County, firefighters are dealing with 10 fires that are an acre or smaller. Oregon's Attorney General says FEMA needs to adapt its rules for extreme heat and wildfire smoke events. Ellen Rosenblum wrote FEMA, urging for an update to its definition of major disaster to include these as eligible for major disaster declarations and federal assistance. Oregon Republican House Leader Jeff Helfrich and Senate Republican Leader Daniel Bonham called on Governor Tina Kotek to remove Cass McCloud Skinner from her position as director of the Oregon Board of Chiropractic Examiners over her ex-comments supporting the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. They wrote, political violence has no place in American politics. Certainly those who believe it does shouldn't be in positions of authority in Oregon state government. Bill Lennon, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
One of each, Forte VIN 800413, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 918111, MSRP 21865, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance, end 73124.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find a Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
You're getting sleepy and cranky because your mattress is crappy. But fear not, a few hours remain in the semi-annual sale at Garrison Sleep. Through Sunday, select the mattress of your dreams and get 6 years interest-free financing OAC or 25% off almost every mattress in our showroom. Our sleep specialists make finding the perfect mattress easy. Now through Sunday at Garrison Sleep. Garrisons.com.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rental Garage, and I'm on KMED.
743-770-5633, some open phone time on Find Your Phone Friday. What did you think about the acceptance speech, if you wanted to weigh in on that? Anything that may have gotten missed on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, we can do that. Dave's here. Hello, Dave. You had a problem or a dog with salmon poisoning one time. We were talking about that with Greg.
Yeah, I was a teenager, and we caught some, my dad caught some fish, and I don't know if they were salmon. I don't think they were salmon. But other fish can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad rushed the dog to the vet. The vet saved the dog, but it was from fish poisoning. And you shouldn't let him eat any fish unless it's been thoroughly cooked.
Yeah, or if you have a dog crossbred with a wolf like Greg was talking about, all right? Hey, appreciate the call there, Dave. Good weekend. Let me talk with Matt. Matt, you want to talk about Newhart, Bob Newhart having passed away, age 94.
Yeah, you know what? When I was in high school, me and my buddies used to, like, rush home so so we could knock out our homework and watch Bob Newhart, the original Bob Newhart.
The original one. And what was that? There was the secretary with the fro hair, the permanent hair. Remember her?
Don't ask me. She was real tall.
Yeah, real tall.
Like she had hair like Marge Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. Marge Simpson hair. I forgot her. I forget her off the top of my head. But they were both great shows, both iterations as far as I'm concerned. Both of them.
Best episode of Bob Newhart, either show ever. Everybody should go watch, if you can find it on YouTube or Rumble or whatever, the Thanksgiving Day episode where they're drinking. Where Bob and Jerry and I can't remember the other guy's name, they all get over there and they're drinking. I don't even want to ruin some of the greatest lines I've ever heard from the Bob Newhart show. I laughed my rear end off watching that the very first time, especially just being like 16 years old. It was freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, when we were doing the show a number of years ago with Seven Feathers, and like I'd mentioned a few minutes back, it was one of those things where, well, I knew the shows were great, but I'd never seen Newhart on stage as a stand-up comic. And he just crushed it. He killed it. It was just, and, you know, and he was in his 80s. It was like he might as well have been in his 30s, 20s or 30s. He was just that good. And it's so dry, sliding under the door at you, which made it three, four times as funny. I loved it.
You know, I feel like comedy in a way, because there's so many different flavors of comedians. There's some people that you go, ah, it's too blue for me, or some stuff where the comedy's silly or whatever. Like between Newhart and Letterman, you know, I was more of Leno and Letterman. I was more of a, you know, I didn't really care for Letterman. I thought he was just too sarcastic and not very funny. But
well, let's just be honest. Letterman was just a nasty guy, too. He just is.
That's how we came across.
Yeah.
And I was looking for someone to follow up on the legacy of a Johnny Carson, which, like Rush Limbaugh, there'll never be another Johnny Carson. But so I want to comment. So Buddy Hackett was on Johnny Carson once talking about Bob Newhart. And one of the funniest things that Buddy Hackett said was, they were talking about Bob, and Buddy Hackett says, Bob's one of the most decent guys I know. He goes, he's the only guy I know who gets out of the shower to pee. And
I bet Carson laughed at that.
Huh? Oh my God! I mean, that I not only that, I'm sure it was true, just from everything I'd read about the guy. Because as I got older, I was just curious, you know. But Bob Newhart is hilarious. You know what? He's so funny. There was that the Big Bang Theory show that was so popular for several years.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Bob Newhart in as kind of a Star Wars character, like an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never watched the Big Bang series. I never got into that, or Big Bang Theory. Pardon me.
Sheldon used to have dreams. I think it was Sheldon used to have dreams, and Bob Newhart would show up and go, so why am I here? What am I? And he'd be looking. And he was Bob Newhart wearing Obi-Wan Kenobi's robe.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. No, he's fantastic. I you know, when I saw the news yesterday, I thought, man, you know, that's so sad. But if people feel nostalgic, just go on YouTube and just start looking at some of the bits from the shows. He was fantastic.
But people who have that talent, I'm in awe of people who have that kind of talent to make people laugh. And to give people the belly laugh, and because that really is that is the social lubricant in a crazy world. It really is.
When I was young and I had dreams of trying to get into the acting business, this is when I was like 19. I remember meeting this gal. She had done all kinds of stuff. She was in her 80s when she was giving me classes, but she had done everything: TV, stage, all this other stuff. But she said the hardest thing to do, it's easy to do a dramatic role in a movie or a TV show. The hardest thing to do is comedy.
It is. I've spoken with many actors and actresses over the years, and they say the same thing. Comedy is the hardest. So when you see someone who's able to do comedy, you know they're damn good. They have to be.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's my tribute to Bob Newhart. For anybody who doesn't really know him that well, or you haven't seen anything from him in a long time, just go onto the internet, you know, instead of watching TV, maybe just watch like an hour of the guy's clips. He was pure genius.
All right. Got it. Matt, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, before you take off, Matt, since you are that, you know, you followed stocks
you
and things like
talking
that.
Talking about the markets?
Yeah. I want to talk about markets because to me, it looks like it's going to be a Trump presidency. And when he said yesterday, what he said yesterday contradicted himself. One thing's, I'm going to lower interest rates and we're going to spend here or do something like that. Or the other thing, I said, hey, listen, those two things are absolutely counterintuitive, or you know, whatever it is, or save the deficit. Oh, I'm going to cut taxes and I'm going to lower interest rates, right? And
yeah.
And now I know a lot of things get said in any political speech there, but everything I'm hearing from what Biden would talk about, or what the Biden administration would want, and what a Trump administration would be talking about, it's inflation, isn't it?
So yesterday I saw a crawl on a news show, and it said that the national debt had hit $34.9 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't deny, I actually pulled up a chart of gold. I'm looking at it right now because you'd asked me about it. I just don't see, and I told you this about oil, by the way, a while back. I just don't see any way that gold doesn't go on to make new highs. I just don't see how it's avoidable. We also talked about how much gold these other countries own, and I told you, I said, you know, I have no idea how much they own, because you can have a mine and be mining gold and not telling anybody about it.
Sure.
And I'd recently commented about, I want to say it was China had bought some a gold
China
mine.
Was reported to be buying gold. Yeah, that was it.
Buying gold mines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did that. Was it Venezuela or where was it?
Yeah.
It was somewhere in South America, I thought. I forgot. I talked about that few weeks ago.
Yeah. So, you know, I just don't see any way that that those kinds of things don't happen. I was looking at, like, Chevron, which is, as far as, you know, if you like big oil stocks, a lot of these oil stocks are making what we call a flat top triangle. It's a real big pattern over a period of time where you get higher lows and then you get some resistance, you know, and the resistance is pretty, pretty obvious. And in the case for Chevron, it's right at $180. And, there's like a little triangle too at like $170. But I just, even if we drill baby drill, I think that's actually going to trigger a boom in oil. Originally, I thought, well, wouldn't that drive prices lower? But I think it's going to create a boom in oil. I think it's actually, the supply will create more demand, much like a smartphone, right? What a job.
You know, that's a very interesting way of looking at that. Hey, you know, the one thing I wanted to stand up and cheer was that he said it's that, you know, the Green New Deal is a scam, right? Just come out and say a scam. The EV mandates go away, all that kind of stuff day one. And it should. It should. This idea that we're being forced into stuff that, A, people can't afford, and, B, is really designed to get us out of having our personal transportation, it's got to go. And if you're going to have free people.
The bottom line for any new technology is this. If it's good enough, people will flock to it. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to force them into it. Nobody had to twist anybody's arm to get an iPod or then a smartphone. And then the AirPods and all the accessories that people, you know, nobody had to force anybody into it. People saw it and went, I got to have it.
Yeah.
And there'll be, well, I don't say there will be, there might be a time where people will say, I'm going to keep my gasoline-powered vehicle, but for day-to-day driving, you know, I only have to drive 20 miles one way to work. I can see where it'd be nice just to bring that thing home and plug it in.
Yeah, I could do that in my own driving. I drive 3.5 miles to the station, 3.5 miles home. No big deal. You know, small EV, cheap EV would work for me, but not everybody's that way.
That's right. And so all I can say is, look, Elon Musk gets this. I'm sure he's loved all of the tax breaks that his auto purchasers get, and it basically made him a billionaire many times over. But ultimately, I think he understands that he has to create greatness, and then people will step on. I'll throw one more thing in that regard. I just read a long article a couple of days ago that Bezos is actually palling up with these ecological terrorists, I'll call them,
mm-hmm.
to sue Elon Musk to slow down his SpaceX program because Blue Origin, which is Bezos, can't seem to get a foot in the door.
Ah.
They were throwing a bone recently. But so rather than compete on technology, he's getting together with eco-terrorists to have them sue the crap. they want environmental studies on the launches for Elon Musk. This is why these people have to go.
Agreed. Matt, great call.
Have a good weekend, Bill.
They're always great calls. Good morning, KMED, KBXG. This is Bill. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw for a happy Friday.
Michael, happy Friday indeed. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer on what's really a great show today, but I need to talk about preparedness.
I have to give you the appropriate, my face is going sad. But it does need to be talked about. So what's on your mind about that?
Well, it just sort of jumped to the forefront of my mind this morning with the CrowdStrike software update bringing down basically a lot of the world population. They did a software update that took down major airlines, shut down airports, took banks offline.
So, you know, if you don't have Microsoft Windows opening or operating properly, you're not able to run your airline. And that speaks to, we have a highly complex, incredibly fragile, stupid world right now.
Well, we're all interconnected, and CrowdStrike is a cybersecurity company, and the majority of the great corporations around the world run their software. So I'm not a doomsday guy, but I believe in preparedness, you know, having the right things available at the right time, food supplies, the generator, ammo, things like that, all on hand to be prepared just in case something was to happen. So it jumped to the forefront of my mind because of that issue again here today. And my suggestion to you for a programming thing, if you had a preparedness expert come on every 2 or 4 weeks just to talk about it, may help people out.
All right. I'll look into that, Michael. Thanks for the suggestion.
Take care.
You too. 756. KMED and KBXG, if you're online, I'll talk to you here in just a moment, okay? 770-563-3770-KMED. Wow, we've been talking about the unaffordability crisis, and that's really what the inflation that President Trump was talking about, you know, in the current administration, that's what it's all about. It's about your rent being unaffordable, the ability to get your vehicle, the ability to insure your vehicle, to insure your house, to be able to get a house, and, you know, to be able to afford any of this. And certainly insurance has been a big part of that. And our friend Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, you got to get to know him. It's pretty simple. You just call him up. Steve's a great guy. You just talk to him. You call 261-5444-541-261-5444, and he'll go to work for you. Because yeah, I know that between the wildfire risks and the state brings out its map again, the draft map, and just moving forward, this is, it's just brutal. It's just brutal, some of the price increases that have been going on in the insurance world. But Steve can help you out. I had a friend, Mark, in Grants Pass that checked in with Steve and got a quote for his home, and I guess he was able to save about $1,000. And $1,000 in this inflationary time, even though I know that they're saying, it's all moderating. You know better if you actually go to the store and you're trying to buy a car or you're trying to buy insurance or in medical care and all the rest of it. Talk to Steve Yancey and get a quote and see what he can do for you. He works with many different companies. He's an independent. Okay, 261-5444, 261-5444 or skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
And let's talk to Wayne. Hello, Wayne. You wanted to double back or circle around to the salmon poisoning or the fish and dogs. Go ahead.
Yes. Decades ago, I had a little puppy, and I came home from work, and I couldn't figure out what was going on and rushed it to the vet. Come to find out, my dog had got a hold of some fish guts and found out that my roommate had fished, but he didn't bury him. But after the dog got cured, the vet informed me that the fact that the dog now lived, it could eat all the fish it wanted.
Really?
Yeah.
It's almost like getting the disease and you survive, and then you have the immunity to it or the resistance, right?
Exactly. I asked him a couple times, are you sure? He says, yeah, as far as like salmon, trout, steelhead, once he got cured, he ever encountered it again, they wouldn't take him out.
So. Yeah, what did they give the dog to actually help it from the poisoning? Do you remember?
You know, I don't know because it's been like 30 years ago.
Oh, all right.
When I rushed him to the vet here in Ashland. But I don't know if it was antibiotics or some kind of serum. But I thought that was quite fascinating.
You ever take, you have any animals right now that you take to the vet? Just curious.
No, I don't. I haven't had any for quite a long time.
But. You know, you want to talk about a business which is just exploding around here. If you have a new dog or new cat, go ahead and try to become a client of a veterinarian. I was amazed. Some places were telling me 10 weeks out. It's kind of like trying to find a doctor or a cardiologist. Oh, you know, okay, so you got a heart problem. We can talk to you in December. You good with that?
Yeah, but my dog or cat might not live within the next few days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there are the emergency hospitals, I guess you can do that. But I just thought I'd mention that. Hey, appreciate the call, Wayne. Good hearing from you. Let me go to Tom. Tom is in Talon. Hey, Tom. And what is your take on things this morning? Welcome.
Well, I wanted to revisit the Trump shooting. You know, I think DEI almost killed the president. You know, whoever put this woman in charge of the Secret Service, my only criteria for somebody, can you do the job? And this thing where she was security at Pepsi-Cola, does that qualify for to be in protecting the president? You know, I've kind of gone back and forth.
Yeah, I have too, Tom, and I wanted to sort of riff with you on that. I'm glad you did, because it's pretty easy to go into the, they couldn't be that inept or they couldn't be that stupid. But in a DEI world, maybe they are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think DEI almost killed the president. There's a great article on, again, lewrockwell.com that I urge everybody to read every morning. But Chuck Baldwin has the whole article about DEI, and he's talking about the airlines. He's talking about security and so forth. But it's really DEI. They ought to just call it DIE, die, because it is deadly. And I really want to find out who put this woman, who chose her, because once she got in with through DEI, then she put the DIE through, you know, her hiring.
Yeah, you get in as a dummy and you end up hiring more dummies and you're making room for dummies and incompetence in a situation. Right. But you can see this all up and down the agencies and everywhere you go, the institutions, the corporate.
The
Now, I did notice the other day that, what was it, I think John Deere and Tractor Supply, I think they fired their DEI people because, I mean, once people were finding out, well, I got to be woke to buy your tractor, you know, it's just, people are just going, I've had it with this kind of stuff, this Dylan Mulvaneying of the country, you know.
You look at the Camel, too. I mean, that she's a DEI hiring to be vice president. So it's this whole thing is poisoning our entire government and it's endangering people's lives. That's my bottom line.
A serious country cannot survive DEI programs in which you're being chosen for something else other than your skills and capability. And that's a great way to wrap the hour. Thank you, Tom. Have a great weekend, okay?
You same.
Yeah, we'll check the news next and the rest of that. And I think Scuba Steve's going to join me in a few minutes. It's either going to be that or Bob Hart. We may be changing the schedule around a little bit. I wanted to talk with Scuba Steve because he was showing me pictures, you know, back on the Trump assassination attempt. And he had the experience of driving Hillary Clinton around when she was running for president the first time, came to Southern Oregon to go to Ashland. And it was a really interesting experience at that point. That was a few years ago. And what the Secret Service did to protect her. And maybe it's an interesting teachable moment as contrasted with today. We'll have that coming up. Bob Hart on the fire map. We'll try to get him on here, too, before we break, along with a Diner 62 quiz.
One of each 4-day event, 8004.